Who's Talking with DZ Martin is brought to you by Crook's Corner, home of Shrimp and Grits, and Bill Smith's Seasoned in the South menu. Join us at 610 West Franklin. Daily menu at crookscorner.com.
Well, welcome to Who's Talking. This is DZ Martin. Have you got your summer reading plans together yet? Have you figured out the books that you're going to take to the beach to read, or to the mountains, or on your short vacation, or going to read at home if you're like me and can't afford to travel too far away? Or have you got some upcoming birthdays? Well, listen, I've been reading a lot of books in preparation for the upcoming season of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV. We start the new season in early July. In fact, we started on the 7th of July, going to prime time for the first time. It'll be at 9:30 on Friday night, right after Mr. Friday's, the first run of Mr. Friday's North Carolina People program. So you can imagine that I'm fired up about it. But I've worked pretty hard to read books about North Carolina, or about folks who live in North Carolina. And these are new books. They're new work. And it's been an exciting time. And so what I've got is some ideas that might be applicable to you, either for some books that you'd like to read, or books that you'd like to know about for one reason or another. Or maybe I can help you get books that maybe you wouldn't want to read, but that you know would be of interest to your spouse, to your children, to your parents or grandparents, or to good friends that you might be looking for a birthday present or something for. So what I thought I'd do is just talk to you about some of the books that I've read that I've enjoyed, and tell you why, and tell you why it might be of interest to you or to some other people. For instance, we're going to start out this season on Book Watch with Chapel Hill native Will Blythe's book, To Hate Like This Is to Be Happy Forever. It's a book that we've heard so much about, but that some of us still haven't read. It is a great book. It's set in basketball times, of course, in the context of the Duke and the Carolina basketball rivalry. But it's so much more than that. It is that. And we get to know the basketball coaches at Carolina in ways that we did not know them before. And we get to know the coach over at Duke, whom we have, like Will Blythe, many people in Chapel Hill have enjoyed hating him so much. We find out that was the way Will Blythe started, but he came to respect and, I guess, admire Mike Krzyzewski. What the full title of Will Blythe's book is, To Hate Like This Is to Be Happy Forever, a thoroughly obsessive, intermittently uplifting, and occasionally unbiased account of the Duke North Carolina basketball rivalry. Well, if you like Chapel Hill and you don't care anything about basketball, what you'll learn from reading Will's book is that this is a memoir of his growing up in Chapel Hill and his returning and meeting some of the characters who live here. It is all in the context of Will's love and devotion to his family. And to particularly, it's reminiscing about his father, Dr. Bill Blythe, a much beloved physician and teacher at the UNC School of Medicine. How that family gathers, that wonderful, dignified Blythe family gathers together sort of in a religious ceremony to watch basketball games, and they go crazy. The Blythes, of course, have been in North Carolina since before the Revolution, and Will's grandfather, Leggett Blythe, is an author that many people my age and older remember as one of the finest local writers in the Mecklenburg County area, and wrote many books about North Carolina and North Carolina history. And his grandpappy, as well as his daddy, would be mighty proud of Will Blythe in this book. So if you've got a sports lover that you need to buy a present for, this is a great book. If you've got a newcomer to Chapel Hill and you'd like for that person to understand what Chapel Hill and the University of North Carolina and the Duke rivalry, and also about some of the Chapel Hill characters, this is a fantastic book that is being enjoyed across the country by folks who don't care about Duke or Carolina. There's another great book. If you like page turners, then there's a North Carolina book that is getting a lot of North Carolina attention. This is a book by John Hart. The book is King of Lies. The book is set in Salisbury, where John Hart practiced law, and it is sort of from the viewpoint of a Salisbury lawyer who is right wrapped up in a murder mystery involving his father, who is also a lawyer, very strong-willed kind of guy who pushed folks around. Hart has a local connection as well. His grandfather was the president of Duke back in the early 1960s. But John Hart's this is a great story for anybody who's an aspiring writer, because John Hart was practicing law in Salisbury, felt called upon to write, like so many people that I know, and he was married, had a family, and he just persuaded his family to give him a year off, and he took a year off, wrote this book. Amazingly enough, it was picked up by St. Martin's Press in New York, a great story for a young author. They decided to commit their resources to it. They printed 75,000 copies of this book on the first run. It was then picked up by four or five major book clubs. The foreign rights had now been sold. It reached the New York Times supplemental bestseller list. It's still selling strong. And the reason is that this is a great mystery story, but it's written almost in literary fiction in that the characters who populate this mystery are really strong. And so anyway, it's a great present to give to anybody who likes mysteries. And one of the things that's so good about it for me is that because if you know small town North Carolina, particularly if you know Salisbury and that and the surrounding region, you are there. You can visualize the descriptions of the town and the people as John Hart describes them. Well, speaking of local connections, one of our favorite people in Chapel Hill, and certainly one of the favorite authors, is Sarah Dessen, who has really just struck it big. Sarah grew up in Chapel Hill, went to high school. Her parents were teachers, taught at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Sarah graduated from college and started waiting tables down there at the Flying Burrito, which she celebrates that experience, writing on the side. Finally, started selling books. Her writing is aimed at teenage girls or teenage young women, and she has a gigantic fan club. I read her book, which is called Just Listen, which gave me great insight into how young teenagers, people in high school are thinking and acting, what concerns them, what they're doing, what their mores are, what their family life is like. And so as a granddaddy adult, I learned a lot about what my children went through and what my grandchildren will be going through in school. A wonderful sort of soft story in this story. It's about a very attractive young woman who is a model and seems like she does television announcements. So wonderful that you'd think she'd be very happy, but she's very challenged because she's lost her friends. And how does a young woman in high school deal with the situation when either through an argument, a misunderstanding, or something terrible, you're without friends? Anyway, Sarah Dessen's done a great job, a great book to think about giving to young women or to young teenagers, or to read together with, if you've got a young woman in high school, to read together with your child or grandchild. or to give to parents. It's a great, healthy, uplifting kind of book, but it's got a great story, and it won't put off any of the teenagers because it speaks to them directly about human problems. And a nice little story that goes along with it. Another book that I read preparing for the upcoming season of North Carolina Book Watch is a book called While They're at War. It's a book by a woman named Kristen Henderson, who is married to a Navy chaplain. Kristen Henderson herself is sort of has a Quaker background, and she's more of a pacifist, married to a minister, but one who's in the service. So there's an interesting approach. But what she really got interested in is what is this war doing to the families of the people who are serving in the armed forces? And she spent a lot of time down at Fort Bragg interviewing, getting to know some of the women who are married to our servicemen and some of the spouses of the service women, what it does to the family. It's the subtitle of While They're at War is The True Story of American Families on the Home Front. It really ought to be required reading for those of us who are not intimately involved with someone who is serving in the armed forces now. We've gotten split off somehow. This volunteer army has put many of us out of touch with what life is really like for the families of our servicemen. And in North Carolina, we're surrounded by military bases, and perhaps we ought to do a better job of finding out. But the story that Kristen Henderson tells is terrific. Great writer, great story. Well, I've got some more books that I'd like for you to think about for summer reading, and we'll talk about them after this short break.
Whatever you're thinking about tonight, if you're not thinking about Crook's Corner, you're not thinking right. You know, the New York Times says Crook's Corner is the sacred ground of Southern foodies. Now, I don't know if I'm a foodie, but I love the food. I love the people. I love the place. Crook's Corner probably invented shrimp and grits and made Hoppin' John famous. But, oh, what the heck. They can call it casual fine Southern dining, but I'm just calling for reservations. Or you can just walk in. Crook's Corner, open every evening at 5:30 at 610 West Franklin.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Living in Chapel Hill makes all of us realize what a wonderful world it is. And no one appreciates this more than the folks at Prudential Carolinas Realty. If you're thinking of investing in a home here in Chapel Hill or anywhere in our local area, make sure to get in touch with real estate experts at Prudential Carolinas Realty. Your Prudential agent will help you find exactly the home you're looking for in the location you want at a price you can afford. And Prudential always makes the home buying process a wonderful experience. Whatever your reason for selling, let Prudential put your home on the market for you. You can rest assured that it will be priced right and that Prudential will get it sold. Prudential Carolinas Realty, 1407 East Franklin Street. Call 929-2186 or log on to www.yourpru.com. Prudential, Chapel Hill. Rock solid in real estate.
Who's Talking with D.C. Martin is brought to you by Crook's Corner, home of shrimp and grits, and Bill Smith's Seasoned in the South menu. Join us at 610 West Franklin. Daily menu at crookscorner.com.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin. I'm visiting with you about North Carolina books by North Carolina authors, some recent ones that I've read in connection with my preparation for the upcoming season of North Carolina Book Watch, which begins on July 7th, Friday, July 7th at 9:30 p.m. when we'll be interviewing Chapel Hill native Will Blythe. Some of the other books that I read, I'd like to talk to you about. One of them, by Hillsborough author David Payne, called Back to Wando Paso, is, I think, a real literary classic. It's gotten great reviews. It's just come out. It reminds me a lot of Cold Mountain because of the setting in past times, the complicated character development, the rich descriptive powers. And let me just tell you a little bit about the book. It is set in the Carolinas, but mostly in a South Carolina low country plantation. First of all, during the Civil War, and then also in modern times. So it's kind of flashbacks from today or recently unto the Civil War times. In the Civil War story, it is, of course, a plantation where they're just a typical Southern, not a typical Southern plantation, but a plantation. There's slavery. The complicated part of it is that the leaders in the slave community are complicated, smart, and one of them is actually running the plantation. It develops into a mixture of the religions that the slaves had brought. It's a Caribbean African religion. There's stories of the family ties that cross racial lines. There's a complex murder mystery, almost spiritual in the sense that the reality of the religion, the coming from Cuba and Africa and the other parts of the Caribbean, takes on a real reality. It's just eerie that the spirit seemed to take control of this book. On the other hand, there is another story taking place in modern times, and it's a North Carolina boy who marries this a woman who lives on the plantation, and the North Carolina boy is a rock star, really a fallen rock star, whose mental problems or challenges threaten to break up his family. He loves his children, but he doesn't know how to keep up with them. There is another cross-racial romance story that develops out of all of this. Well, if I told you too much and yet not enough, I guess I just ought to say there is a great story here. And even beyond the story, there's a lot of history and a lot of beautiful writing. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that the country appreciates David Payne as much as the critics have. In any event, this is a book that you ought to consider for somebody who's really liked Cold Mountain a lot, is willing to spend some time delving in and enjoying the rich descriptive powers and character development of an author like Charles Frazier or like Hillsborough's David Payne and his book Back to Wando Paso. Another book that we'll be talking about and that I read with great pleasure is Mirror to America. This is the autobiography of John Hope Franklin. It's one of the North Carolina books that made last year's New York Times 100 notable book list. Maya Angelou says of John Hope Franklin, he is the true role model. He embodies the native optimism that can go from slavery to freedom, from ignorance to intelligence, can experience cruelty yet manifest kindness. John Hope Franklin, who is now 91 years old, continues to guide us with wisdom, is one of the maybe the leading African scholar who deals with African American history, and his books written 60 years ago are still selling, as he gives all of us an insight into not just African American history, but the history of our region and our country. And so don't miss this chance to read this book. If you're giving it to somebody, give it to any young person who loves history. Give it to anybody who loves history. If anybody has gotten excited about, for instance, about Tim Tyson's London's Not My Name book, who's curious about race relations, it's a great book. Anybody who kind of just wants to, for me, it was just a wonderful book of the sort of the history of our times and a reminder of how we've changed and developed. John Hope Franklin, Mirror to America, a book really for all of us to read. Well, there's another wonderful story. This is a fictional book by an author named Lee Stewart. It's called The Myth of You and Me. It's a book about the breakup of a treasured friendship. These these times for all of us, whatever age, wherever, whatever station, when we lose a friend because of a misunderstanding or because of disloyalty, real or perceived, it is really just tough. And what we lose is more than a good friend. This new novel by Lee Stewart, The Myth of You and Me, it's just set in such unhappy circumstances, and it tells a real compelling story about how, after a long time, friends who have been apart are drawn together in ways that are not totally satisfactory and happy. I don't know what more to say about that, other than that that is the kind of book that you might give to a friend or you might give to somebody who has lost a friend, who would like to go through the experience that somebody else has had, and to one of your friends that you treasure so much, to sort of celebrate your friendship on a totally different track, is a great book by a new author. This is a book, the title is America, The American, and it's a real spy story, turn page. It's a Tom Clancy type book. A lot of it set in North Carolina at Fort Bragg. It is a thriller about terrorism, about Al-Qaeda. It's set in Iran and Afghanistan, all over the Middle East, but also in South Africa, in North Carolina and South Georgia, Northern Virginia, and Washington, a lot in Washington, D.C. It's about a plot to kill the president, but it involves the disloyalty, apparently, of an American Special Forces soldier who, during a raid, turns on his fellas and disappears into an Al-Qaeda type cell. It's a story of how this disloyal Special Forces officer sells Al-Qaeda and the folks in Iran on supporting his plot to kill the president. And then there's a secret twist about why this person would take such a step. And it's so believable. It should be unbelievable because it stretches the imagination, but it is, the descriptive powers are so, of the author, are so powerful that has you believing the whole story. In fact, although it was written 2 years ago, its insight into what has happened, it actually predicts what has happened in the transition in the Iranian government, and that maybe that gives it a special credibility. The author, Andrew Britton, was a student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He had been in the Army for a couple of years, and he graduated from high school in Raleigh. He's living in Raleigh right now. He's one of us, although he was born in England. But how can such a young person write such a powerful book that takes us all through the world and is credible in the sense that it discusses the way the CIA operates, the Special Forces operates, Al-Qaeda operates, the various members of Al-Qaeda are real people. So it's for me, it was a great learning lesson as well. Well, we're going to take a quick break. This is D.G. Martin. This is Who's Talking, and I'm just visiting with you about some of the books, new North Carolina-related books about North Carolina or by North Carolina authors that I think are candidates for your reading list for the summer, or candidates for you, for books for you to give or recommend to your friends and family. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Eric Montross. I recently became a champion for the Prevention First Challenge. If you care about your own health, your kids' health, your community's health, or your county's health, then this challenge is for you. The challenge is all about being more active, eating healthy, and quitting tobacco use. Come on, join me, take the challenge, and be a part of making North Carolina a healthier state. Let's rise to the challenge and put prevention first. To learn more, click on ncpreventionpartners.org.
announcing a very special sales event, the Waterfront Grand Opening of Beaufort Point, Saturday and Sunday, July 8th and 9th. Beaufort Point is the Inner Banks' most spectacular new homesite community. And for 1 weekend only, you can own gorgeous Pamlico waterfront property for just $199.9. That's right, just $199.9. This appointment-only event will feature incredible savings and incentives on all of Beaufort Point's waterfront homesites, including a 10% pre-construction discount on every single property. Beaufort Point has it all. Incredible waterfront properties, sparkling white beaches, easy access to the ICW, the Pamlico and the Atlantic Ocean, all just 5 minutes from historic Washington, North Carolina. Call 1-800-732-6601 today for your appointment to this special grand opening event. That's 1-800-732-6601. For more information, visit online at BeaufortPoint.com.
AutoLogic in Carberry has been family-owned and operated for 20 years now, and owners Marianne and Andy Jones have built their business on quality care, quality employees, and very few surprises. It's these qualities that not only keep their customers coming back for excellent service of imported automobiles, but also has many of them telling of their positive experience at AutoLogic.
This is Alan Spalt. We have a family doctor, a family veterinarian, and AutoLogic. They have cared for our cars since they opened in Carberry. Like Cheers, they know your name. Even better, they remember your car's idiosyncrasies and your own. It's the closest thing to painless car repair there is.
I couldn't have said it better. So when you're looking for expert maintenance and top-notch repairs for your imported automobile, as well as outstanding customer service, the only place is AutoLogic. Give Marianne and Andy a call today, 933-6609. That's 933-6609. Or visit their convenient location at 200 West Main Street in Carberry. AutoLogic of Carberry. Trust and logic for your car.
Who's Talking with DZ Martin is brought to you by Crook's Corner, home of shrimp and grits, and Bill Smith's Season to the South menu. Join us at 610 West Franklin. Daily menu at crookscorner.com.
Well, welcome back to Who's Talking. This is DZ Martin, and this is sort of a North Carolina book program, and I'm sharing with you some of the experiences I've had reading books as I prepared for the upcoming season of North Carolina Book Watch. The new season premieres Friday, July 7th, with Chapel Hill native Will Blight. That'll be at 9:30 in the evening, right after North Carolina, Mr. William Friday's North Carolina People. We talked recently on Who's Talking with Alan Gerganus, and so I won't spend very much time about the book of New Stories from the South that he edited, because that book is not available yet. It'll be available in the early fall. And let me just say that it is a great collection of short fiction set in the South. This volume is one, the series is the, it's been edited by Shannon Ravenel for 20 years, and this is the first year that anybody else has made the selections. And Alan Gerganus, I just have to say, has done a great job of selecting a rich group of Southern writers. And we'll talk more about that when you can buy this book, but I just say put it on order right now. Great stories by great authors about the South, and an opportunity to read, how do I say this? It's an opportunity to read a short amount by one author so you can kind of get an idea about whether or not that author's way of writing and the characters is something that suits you. Again, more about New Stories from the South, edited by Alan Gerganus, when that book is available to you. Well, one book that is available to you about North Carolina, and maybe this has a special market, but it's a book called Hatteras Blues, A Story from the Edge of America. And so you can imagine that it's set out there on the Outer Banks in Hatteras, and if you imagine that, that's just right. This is a book by an author named Tom Carlson, who, although he's not from North Carolina, fell in love with the coast of North Carolina and the fishermen on the Outer Banks, particularly a family of a family that, how do I say this? They were commercial fishermen, but they transitioned into sports fishing. And the story of this family takes you from before the Second World War, when family member got a special boat constructed that was designed specifically for sports fishing. And it's a story of a family and a story of a business, and now it's a story of a decline of a business and a way of life on the Outer Banks. It is, I don't know, if you love North Carolina and love the Outer Banks, love the beach, and you're worried about what's happened to it, both in terms of the washing away of the sound by the of the sand by the rising sea level caused by global warming, or you're worried about the increase in population, the visitors like you and me who come down and buy the property and the houses from the fishermen and the people who've lived there for a long time and build these Mac mansions that kind of crowd out the old way of life. This is a book for you. Anybody who loves the coast, and particularly if anybody loves fishing, this book tells it all about life on our Outer Banks. Well, speaking of seafood, catching fish, we're still celebrating Seasoned in the South, the wonderful book written by our own Bill Smith, chef at Crook's Corner. We've talked to Bill on this program about his book, so maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but if you haven't, let me just say this. This is a book about the art of simple cooking, which takes us through the seasons in our area and how to use the foods that are available fresh in North Carolina in this area. And it's all the way it's done by someone who's gained a reputation for being able to bring to the table the freshest food prepared in the most creative way so that it's fun to eat and also it's good for you. By Bill Smith, and he's put it all together in this cookbook. So, of course, it's a book that you ought to have if you love to cook. But and it's one that you could confidently give to anybody who enjoys cooking, enjoys food, enjoys farmers markets and shopping. But the truth is, it's a good book for anybody who loves this region and loves. Loves a how to do it book, even if we don't ever get around to doing it ourselves. But the truth is that many of the recipes that Bill shares with us are ones which even those of us who aren't cooks can do and enjoy. And so I love the book for that reason. There's another book that folks here in Chapel Hill have to celebrate, and that is a book by one of our beloved historians, Bill Lechtenberg. Everybody's heard Bill Lechtenberg on or seen him on television commenting on current presidential politics, knows that he is the world's leading expert on the American presidency. But what his most recent book is called The White House Looks South. We've talked to him again about that book on this program, but let me recommend it again. It is the story of three American presidents, Franklin, Roosevelt, Harry Truman, and Lyndon Johnson, who for one reason or other had strong connective links to the American South, but whom over time, while they were in the presidency, took strong steps towards changing the way the South's political and cultural institutions were set up. And the stories that Bill Lechtenberg tells about these presidents and their Southern either friends or adversaries is extraordinary. It is a long book, but it is a book that you could pick up almost at any point and start reading stories because Lechtenberg is such a great storyteller. Now, if you're not a history buff, you've got a spouse or child or parent who loves history, particularly any person who's interested in our region and the political developments that caused its progress and its change over the last 50 to 100 years. This is just a great book. I ought to stop, but I just got to say one more thing about it, and that is history books are not always easy to read. They're not always fun and they're not always full of stories, but Bill Lechtenberg's books are, and that's one of the reasons why he's so popular. The other reason is that he's a solid scholar, so you can trust whatever you read. And that's a great book for a historian, for a child. And I tell you what, let's us take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about some more North Carolina books for you to consider reading or giving this season.
I'm good.
And I'm Will.
We're from GCF, Goodwill Community Foundation.
Summer's coming. The sand, the surf,
the new fashions.
What about the clothes you don't wear anymore?
Take them to your neighborhood GCF donation center and store.
You can get a tax deduction.
Your donations help GCF give everyone the opportunity to access computer-based life training skills anywhere, anytime. Log on to GCFLearnFree.org.
Donate to GCF.
And help build the future.
Goodwill Community Foundation.
Creating opportunities for a better life.
Creativity and individuality are often lost in our cookie-cutter, chain-store-dominated world. But right here in Chapel Hill, we have a collection of special gifts, jewelry, jackets, and that's just the beginning at Womancraft Gifts. Womancraft blends craft fair with specialty boutique, showcasing an extensive collection of handcrafted treasures from our most talented local artists and designers. This June, dress up your bed and clean up your bath with quilts, pillows, soaps, pottery, and more from Womancraft. Open 7 days a week. Come and explore at Womancraft in Eastgate. Inspire the soul.
WCHL 1360. Time now for Biography for Radio with Jack Perkins. Brought to you locally by the Cedars and East West Partners Community.
He saw his father tortured and die in prison at the hands of his own government. His story next on Biography for Radio.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds, I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
He was just a teenager when his father was thrown in jail. China's cultural revolution was underway, and the tea shop owner was accused, probably unfairly, of stealing public funds. The young student soon joined the Communist Party, but he was careful never to make his father's mistake of offending those who could turn against him. A handsome man with a zeal for ballroom dancing, he studied engineering and rose quickly in the party. In 1985, he was sent to be party chief in a remote area of China. There, he visited farmers' homes and learned about their hardships. But he had a tough side, too. 4 years later in Tibet, he declared martial law when street protests broke out. His work impressed China's supreme leader, Deng Xiaoping. He was promoted to the ruling Politburo and by 2002 was party leader. A year later, he became president of China. Since then, he has kept Western leaders guessing. At times, he seems liberal. At other times, he cracks down on dissenters. Thorny issues like China's aggression towards Taiwan have left U.S. officials wary. But the Eastern giant's surging economy has kept most Western doors open. To China's president, Hu Jintao. For Biography, I'm Lawrence Scott.
Biography is a trademark of A&D.
Biography for Radio, brought to you on WCHL by the Cedars of Chapel Hill and East West Partners Community. The Cedars is the country's premier retirement community. Call 929-1995 to find out more on this very special community. Life has been good to you. Now it gets even better at the Cedars of Chapel Hill.
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is.
In a hurry? No worries at Sturtevant's Tire and Auto. With an appointment, Sturtevant's can have you out in a hurry. Sturtevant's Tire and Auto is also an official North Carolina inspection station. So make an appointment today at Sturtevant's for your inspection as well as your other repair and maintenance needs. So whether it's tires, automotive repair, scheduled maintenance, or inspection, you can rely on Sturtevant's Tire and Auto. Sturtevant's is on Highway 54 West. Call 942-TIRE. That's 942-TIRE.
Who's Talking with DZ Martin is brought to you by Crook's Corner, home of Shrimp and Grits, and Bill Smith's Seasoned in the South menu. Join us at 610 West Franklin. Daily menu at crookscorner.com.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin, and this is sort of, maybe we'd call this the annual book program. I'm visiting directly with you about books that are written by North Carolinians or about North Carolina, new books, and ones that I'm excited about recommending for your consideration. I read these books in preparing for North Carolina Book Watch, the UNC TV program that I host that will be on the air at 9:30 on Friday night, in addition to its usual time at 5 o'clock on Sundays. So let me mention a couple other books that you ought to consider reading or recommending to others. One of them is a great story written by Dot Jackson, who is a former Charlotte Observer reporter who covered a lot about the mountain area of North Carolina. This is fiction. It's called Refuge, and it's about a scandal. The story sort of goes like this: a proper Charleston woman whose husband becomes insufferable, and she considers suicide, and then she just picks up her children. This is set right after the First World War. Picks up her children and gets in steals her husband's car and runs away to the mountain coves along the North and South Carolina border in the area where her father grew up and where her father's family still lives. And it's the story, in one sense, is the struggle of this woman to get along in a mountain region. This was a backward time where you had to grow your food, kill your hogs. It reminded me in some respects of Cold Mountain, where this Charleston young woman goes and is totally ill-equipped to deal with sustainable farming, and yet she learns how to do it. This woman does. But in the middle of it, there's a story of romance, of adultery, of loyalty to family, of taking care of children, of cross conflicts among family members and people, all in the setting of our beloved mountain region. This is Dot Jackson's first novel, and she says very frankly although it's fiction, it only lightly conceals the history of her own family's connection with the mountains and some of the scandal that affected her family's life and the relationships between the families. So it's poignant, and it's really quite good. It's a candidate to be read by anybody who likes a good story, who's connected to families, worries about the relationship in families, anybody who loves Charleston or loves the North or South Carolina mountains and is interested in the way life was, would be a good candidate to read this book. And maybe you've got somebody in mind that you might like to give this to them as a present. Well, another great book about Carolina and Duke basketball is a book written by our own Art Chansky called Blue Blood. Now, this book, it's still new, but it came out during the basketball season last year. It is an encyclopedia of information about North Carolina and Duke basketball and about ACC basketball. I found stories about my favorite coach, Lefty Driesell, and Davidson in there as it intersected with North Carolina. The subtitle of Art Chansky's book is Inside the Most Storied Rivalry in College Hoops. And it is a great book. Now, some people say, well, what's the difference between Art Chansky's book about Duke Carolina basketball and Will Blythe's book? And the truth is they're just two totally different books. If you've got a real basketball fan and you haven't already done that, you ought to give them both of these books. But Art's book is more, I would just say, more journalistic in comparison to Will's memoir, and more of his own experience in dealing with the hatred that a Carolina fan feels for Duke. Art tries to be a little bit more objective. And in fact, he is more objective about dealing with this as a reporter and a journalist, even though I guess you can tell that his biases are towards Carolina. He tells the story fairly and in great detail, comprehensively and in great detail, most interesting fashion. I've rereading the book recently, and somehow or another I missed some of the new things that he told me. So for a basketball fan who hasn't got Art Chansky's book, it's almost imperative, if you've got such a friend, that you buy it and give it to him. It is a great book to read during this season. Let me talk about another book by former Charlotte Observer reporter. In fact, the reporter, editor Mark Etheridge, who comes from a really distinguished line of writers and journalists, Mark is now a publisher of the Carolina Parenting magazines. He's doing all kinds of things, has a great deal of experience in service organizations. But he was a reporter and editor at the Charlotte Observer during the time when that newspaper was winning Pulitzer Prizes, and he set his first novel, which is a murder mystery, he set it inside the newsroom of what he calls the Charlotte Times, but it's just clearly the Charlotte Observer. It's an exciting story about the uncovering of the details of a racial murder that happened across the border in South Carolina 20 years ago. But it set in close to modern times. And if you've always wondered how a newspaper operates, this is a book to read, whether or not you care about the mystery. But the mystery story is great. A lot of people are devoted to an international organization called Habitat. And recently, the founder and inspirer of Habitat, Millard Fuller, stepped down in difficult circumstances. And the truth is, he was fired by his board. This was a crisis in Habitat's time. A North Carolinian named Paul Leonard was called on to serve as the interim chief executive officer, succeeded, of course, by a wonderful Chapel. He was succeeded by Chapel Hill person. But Paul Leonard has written his memoir of his connection with Habitat. It's called Music of a Thousand Hammers, Inside Habitat for Humanity.
At home, at work, in the car, all day, all night. This is News Talk 1360 WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carbarles, News Talk and Tar Heel Station.